A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There was once a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" And he said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. There's something about fire that draws our attention, that makes us curious. It did for Moses. Moses' curiosity is undoubtedly justified, and indeed, the same as mine would be. I'd want to know why this bush is burning, but not burnt. And Moses does the same. And he draws nearer and nearer to this bush. In surprise, the bush talks. This burning bush is pivotal in the history of God's revelation to man. Jews and Christians throughout history have reverenced this passage that we heard from Exodus. God is telling us his name, and God is speaking his name. On this third Sunday of Lent, perhaps we've lost our focus a bit. March Madness is in full swing, college basketball, high school basketball. Just yesterday, my hometown of Kokomo, Kokomo High School, was playing in the semi-state in Lafayette. I was told about 7,000 people were there. I paid good money to watch it live stream. $10 and some change. I also celebrated 5 o'clock Mass last night. That was the beginning of the fourth quarter. The beginning of the fourth quarter of a close game, 7,000 people. But we're all called to focus and refocus during Lent. March Madness, pleasant weather earlier in the week. Students and families may be getting ready for spring break. The point of Lent is to get us on track. This track ultimately leads us to Christ. The problem is that we do get off track often. We know we've tried diets, exercise, prayer. Sometimes we have good intentions and we just fall off track. We drift off track often little by little. But there's no better time than the present, today, to get back on track. We know Lent. We know that we go into the desert, dry, that's where Jesus went. We know the colors of violet. We know about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We all know that. And perhaps the initial excitement of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving has lost its momentum. Maybe we find ourselves questioning how to escape our Lenten observances. We approach the old burning bush today tired and bored. But this bush is burning, and yet it's not burnt. And this bush speaks. And God tells Moses, come no near. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Remove your sandals. This is key because we wear shoes, just like Moses. We wear shoes so that we can walk confidently throughout our day, so that we can walk confidently on dry ground, mud, snow, rain. That's why we wear shoes. So that we can get through that. But think about it. If you take off your shoes, this is profound because it restricts us. And God is reinforcing to Moses by taking off your sandals that God is present. This is sacred ground. And with that, Moses listens and hears the voice of God. And then Moses hid his face from God. He was afraid to look at God. Now that's powerful stuff, because Moses is a big deal in the scriptures, in the Bible. Moses hid his face and could not even look at God. That's powerful because we come to Mass every Sunday, if not daily, and we have no problem looking at God. We look at him in the Mass, we look at him in adoration, and we look very close to him in Holy Communion. But Moses knew he was in the presence of God. He knew he was in the presence of God. And we might need a little bit of burning bush today to heat up our Lent a little, to get those old fires burning again. And perhaps deep down, that's precisely why we're here, to get God back into our life, central to our life, and to get our Lent back on track. In fact, the depth of our heart, of every human heart, we want to have that burning bush experience. We do. We just love to hear God's voice one time. We would just love to see God just one time in our life. We would all want to have that burning bush experience. And we want to believe that God does come down to us in those odd and seemingly impossible aspects of life. And sometimes he does. We've all had, probably recently, earlier this week, those sunshine, blue sky mornings when the sunrise seems to sing its announcement of God's presence. It is in that moment we seem to really understand God and see the beauty of God, and we seem to penetrate that curtain that separates us from the world of the sacred. We seem to get the mystery of God, and then, poof, it's gone. And what's left? The puzzling mist of a not quite winter and not quite spring day. We still have leaves on the ground, gray skies, mud, and we are left. Moses undoubtedly had a grand old time on that mountain talking with that burning bush, but life requires something else of us. Even Moses had to wander 40 years in the wilderness only to gaze afar to a promised land that he would never enter. Our job, our mission, and our life here is to find God and to learn to experience God in the wilderness. And what advice do we get from Jesus? What wisdom does the Savior of the world offer people stuck in the mud of Lent, just wishing for a little excitement? Jesus says to us, just look around. Open your eyes and look around. See what's going on in your own backyard. What God moments might rival that vision on the mountain? What is happening in the tucked recesses of your own life? That brilliance that might transcend life's seemingly endless, muddy disappointments. What is transpiring in your own homes, in your school, your work? Happenings that may outdo even Moses' conversation with a burning bush. Jesus is telling us today, open your eyes and just look around. What is Jesus asking us to do in the middle of Lent? He is asking us to see something, to witness, and then to act. He is asking us to become engaged, to find ourselves, to show a little burning kindness, incinerating gentleness, to see and feel that sweltering wonder and awe of the presence of God. Moses did. Moses did in a burning bush that spoke to him. Moses saw and heard the presence of God. If only we could be a people of faith who seek Christ in everyone we meet. If only our hearts could burn with the brightness of a burning bush on a dreary day. Isn't that what we're doing here? We heard in the gospel, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it, and it may bear fruit in the future." We live in a place of cultivation, a life not confined by a weather or a mood. And so what does this look like? It looks like people. People who want to grow and strive and go the extra mile. It looks like people, men and women, who strive to go above. It looks like men and women, people who strive to go to the heights, rising above that endless smoke from a burning bush. Today we are called to be that burning bush, that creation of God's wonder and mystery, conformed in the likeness of Jesus Christ. This weekend, here on this holy mountain, in the presence of one of the greatest revelations of God to humankind, the only meaning that we can have in life is to be chosen by Christ, cultivated by Christ, anchored in Christ, supported by Christ, inspired by Christ, and brought to fulfillment in Christ. If you are looking for a challenge this Lent, there it is.